Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see, connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
I'm Carolyn.
And thank you for joining us for today, the first day of April. We're going to be learning all about April today. Our lesson is going to teach us the different things that you can celebrate during the month of April. Well, what do you think of when you think about April? What comes to your mind, Carolyn?
Well, April's a really great month. It starts to get warmer and the flowers start to bloom. It's also a really great month because my birthday is in April.
What? No way. Your birthday is in April? Wait, my sister's birthday is also in April, so that's what I like to celebrate. When's your birthday?
Well, my birthday's on April 20th. When is your sister's birthday?
It's April 16th. Hey, Wow. You guys can celebrate during the same week, Carolyn. That's awesome.
Well, that sounds great. We can have a big birthday party.
That's a great idea. We can have a big birthday party for Carolyn and my sister in the month of April. Well, what else does April make you think about?
Well, actually, Gabe, I didn't want to say anything, but I think there's something on your head.
What?
Yeah, it's big and brown.
Something on my head?
Yeah.
Wait, what is it?
Oh, April Fools.
Oh, Carolyn. You're a funny one. April Fools. Yes, today is April Fool's Day. Well, let's get started with our first reading for this lesson about April.
April. April showers bring May flowers. During April in the Northern Hemisphere, flowers bloom and the world comes back to life after a long winter. Some think this month's name comes from the Latin word aperire, meaning to open, referring to the opening of flowers. And April's name says much more as well. A. Arbor Day. A holiday that celebrates and encourages planting trees falls on April 26th this year. J. Sterling Morton, a pioneer on America's frontier, was passionate about nature and proposed this holiday. It was first held in Nebraska on April 10th, 1872, and has since spread throughout the U.S.
Hello, friends. This is your Word Lady, Ellen. April is a month of new beginnings. Today, we'll be learning some really interesting and cool facts about this wonderfully fun fourth month of the year. But first, here are the keywords for today. Bloom. Bloom is a verb. Everyone goes to the park in May and June when the roses bloom. Frontier. Frontier is a noun. Eddie loves movies about cowboys and life on the frontier. Awareness. Awareness is a noun. The government is putting up posters to raise awareness about a dangerous disease. Innocence. Innocence is a noun. The lawyer is working hard to prove his client's innocence. Your more information words are arbor. Arbor is a noun. Practical joke. Practical joke is a noun. Sounds like we're going to learn a lot of great information. Let's begin.
Well, there are many things to celebrate in April, and right at the beginning of our lesson, we read a sentence, April showers bring May flowers. It's a fun little rhyme, showers and flowers. Of course, when it rains, then plants can survive, and you might see flowers. After winter, you will see more flowers in the spring. Well, we get started by reading, during April in the Northern Hemisphere, flowers bloom and the world comes back to life after a long winter. Let's take a look at that word from the word bank. It is the word bloom. Carolyn, what does that mean?
Well, if something blooms, then it opens up. And so here we see that flowers bloom in April, in spring, means that they were closed and now they have opened into beautiful flowers. Now, what is something else that could bloom, Gabe?
Well, something else that could bloom, if you could have flowers that bloom, I also think of flowers or plants that produce nuts. You also might say those kinds of things bloom as well, like an almond tree or a cherry blossom tree. There are different things that bloom. But usually I do think of flowers that bloom, and I also think of the word blossom. It's very similar, B-L-O-S-S-O-M. A flower blossoms. That means it opens up. It becomes what is beautiful when you think of a flower. How else could you use that word bloom, Carolyn?
Well, I also think of a person that blooms. If someone is successful or coming out of their shell, they are opening up to the world. They bloom, and it's usually a very positive thing.
That's right. These words bloom and blossom, they are always positive. Well, we have something else we want to look at from that sentence. It's a phrase, back to life. So we just read, the world comes back to life after a long winter. Back to life, does that mean the world is dead, Carolyn?
No, it doesn't mean that the world is dead, Gabe. It just means that in winter, everything seems to be very cold. The trees lose all of their leaves, and it doesn't really look alive. But in the spring, things gain their color. They start to bloom, they start to open back up and come back to life.
Well, something else I think about is bears. That's right. Many bears sleep for a long time during the winter. It's called hibernating, and they seem dead. So you might say that bears come back to life after the winter. Well, we continue with our article. Some think this month's name comes from the Latin word aperire, meaning to open, referring to the opening of flowers. Carolyn, my Latin's not very good. I don't know if I said that word right, but this word does mean to open or the opening of flowers.
That's right, and that's why many people think that the word April comes from this word aperire, maybe? Mm-hmm. I'm not quite sure how to say it either, since it is Latin, not English. And we see that and April's name says much more as well. And in our article, we start with the letter A. And what does A stand for, Gabe?
A is for Arbor Day. We find here, this is a holiday that celebrates and encourages planting trees. And this falls on April 26th this year. This year, Carolyn, why this year?
That's right. It is this year, not next year or last year, because this holiday changes the date each year because it always occurs on the last Friday of April. So it could be on the 26th, the 27th. The date can change.
All right, and you see that phrase falls on. That means it happens to be on April 26th this year. Well, we continue learning about Arbor Day with J. Sterling Morton, a pioneer on America's frontier. And he was passionate about nature, and he proposed this holiday. So he proposed this holiday. He came up with the idea. He said, okay, this day should be celebrated right now. Well, we have a word we want to talk about here in this sentence. It is the word frontier. Carolyn, can you tell us about this word?
Well, if you are on the frontier, then you are on the edge of something. You are exploring new territory, new areas. And a lot of times we think of space as the final frontier.
All right, the final frontier, because we have a lot more to explore out there. It's something that is newly discovered or maybe hasn't been discovered too much yet. Well, we're going to continue learning more about Arbor Day, but first, let's go spend some time with Steve and Ken in the information cloud.
Hi, friends. Welcome to the month of April. We have a special holiday in this month called Arbor Day.
Yes, Arbor Day is one of several holidays in April. Now, we need to be careful when we use this word holiday. When Americans hear this word, they usually think of a day determined by the government for people to be off work or school.
Now, though Arbor Day is a holiday, it's still a work day. Holidays that are non-working days are called national holidays. Examples include the 4th of July, Labor Day, Thanksgiving, and Christmas. Now, holidays are reserved for days that are of religious or national significance. Schools, businesses, and workplaces often close for holidays.
The British use a different term, bank holiday. Why? Because banks are closed on this day.
And to the British, holiday is also what Americans refer to as vacation. So instead of going on vacation, they usually just say, go on holiday.
You know, Americans and Canadians are probably the only people that use the word vacation. In the rest of the English-speaking world, most people say go on holiday rather than go on vacation.
That's right. So whether you say holiday or vacation, we hope you'll be able to go on one before too long.
已经是四月了，今天课文中讲到四月有一个 holiday， 那就是 Arbor Day 植树节，所以 holiday 表示节日，像国定假日，美国人称之为 national holiday， 英国人呢会用 bank holiday， 银行休假日，因为在这一天银行不营业。但是对英国人而言 ，holiday 还有另外一个意思，就是度假。I want to go on holiday， 我想去度假。但美国人呢会用 vacation 来表示度假。I want to go on vacation. 这就是今天的 Info Cloud. 我们下次云端见。
Going back to our last sentence about Arbor Day, we see it was first held in Nebraska, a state in the United States, on April 10th, 1872, and has since spread throughout the U.S.Well, I remember celebrating Arbor Day when I was in junior high school and a lot of the students came together and we planted trees around the school. Now, it's time for us to go see Michelle in the language lab.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。 这篇文章的第一个字我们来看 bloom 这个动词。Bloom 是指开花，例如 cherry blossoms bloomed all over the hillside.樱花开满了整片山丘 ,bloom 也可以指大量出现或者是繁荣兴盛。例如 ,the country's economy has bloomed in the past decade. 这个国家的经济在过去十年中蓬勃发展。bloom 也可以当名词，意思是花朵。例如 ,the tree was covered with white blooms. 这棵树开满了白色的花朵。接下来我们看的是 frontier 这个名词，我们看到这个字里面有 front 前面这个名词，所以 frontier 是指边境或边界。例如 ,the frontier between the countries is heavily guarded by troops. 这两国的边境有部队严密的防守。或者是 ,there are just a few stations on the northwestern frontier. 西北的边境只有几个边防站。
Today we've been learning about the month of April and some of the things that occur during the month of April. We've learned about flowers blooming and the world coming back to life because April is a month that occurs during spring. We've also learned a little bit about the holiday Arbor Day, which celebrates the importance of planting trees and in the importance of taking care of our earth. Well, we still have some things to learn about this month.April, so let's get to it in our second reading for today.
April. P. Practical jokes are common on April 1st, April Fool's Day. People play tricks on each other and some companies even join in. The BBC once reported a story about farmers harvesting spaghetti from trees.And Burger King advertised a left-handed hamburger. R. Rain is common in many places during April, a fact that gave rise to the old saying, April showers bring May flowers. I. International Guitar Month falls in April, along with National Humor Month and National Stress Awareness Month. L. Loyal love and innocence are represented by the daisy, April's flower. And April's gemstone, the diamond, represents everlasting love.
Well, let's get started with the letter P. It stands for practical jokes. Yes, practical jokes are common on April 1st, April Fool's Day. Many of you know and celebrate April Fool's Day by playing jokes on people. They are called practical jokes. Another word is maybe a prank, P-R-A-N-K. But yes, a practical joke. And at the beginning of our lesson today, Carolyn tried to play a little practical joke on me by telling me there was something on my head. I don't know what it was, but obviously there was nothing on my head. It was just a practical joke.
Well, it's gone now. It's okay.
Yes. Right.
Well, and I did say April Fools, so you knew it was just a joke.
Okay. It's very important sometimes if you want to play a practical joke on somebody, you want to let them know you are joking. So you can say April Fools, then they know it was just a joke. All right. Well, we continue learning about April Fool's Day. People play tricks on each other. People play tricks or jokes, and some companies even join in. Well, that's kind of fun. So it's not just individual people who are playing tricks. Even some companies join in.
That's right. And this is only on April 1st, so just one day of the year. But we see that the BBC once reported a story about farmers harvesting spaghetti from trees. And Burger King advertised a left-handed hamburger.
Those sound very interesting, Carolyn. Actually, I have tried the spaghetti that was harvested from trees, and the spaghetti is quite delicious.
I don't think spaghetti grows on trees, Gabe. I think someone may have been playing a practical joke on you.
Maybe you're right. April Fool's Day. On me. Well, anyway, let's continue with the letter R. It stands for rain. Of course, this is a month in spring, and so you might see a lot of rain. Rain is common in many places during April, a fact that gave rise to the old saying, April showers bring May flowers. So that's where that saying came from. Well, we're going to learn more about this sentence or this phrase to give rise to something in the Grammar Gym.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Grammar Gym. My name is Liz. Now, in today's article, we see this sentence. Rain is common in many places during April, a fact that gave rise to the old saying, April showers bring May flowers. And that's our grammar tip sentence. Our focus today is on the idiom, to give rise to. It means to be the cause of something. So, looking at today's sentence, the writer is saying that the fact it's common to have rain in many places during April is the reason why we have this saying, April showers bring May flowers. Okay, let's have a look at some example sentences. The unfortunate car accident gave rise to the current set of traffic safety rules. Or, William's experience studying overseas gave rise to his passion for traveling. So now it's your turn. Think of something that is the cause of something else and practice using this idiom. And that's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym saying goodbye.
And we see the next letter in the word April is the letter I. And here we have International Guitar Month. Falls in April along with National Humor Month and National Stress Awareness Month. So it sounds like there's a lot of things going on in April. And we have a word there that we want to talk about, the word awareness, to be aware of something. Can you tell me a little bit about this word, Gabe?
Yeah, well, maybe if you're not aware of something, that means you don't know that it's happening. or you don't even know about it at all. You're not aware. And so when you have an awareness of something, that means you know what is going on. And many things, many organizations like to have awareness about things or encourage awareness about things. So National Stress Awareness Month is maybe bringing to attention the fact that lots of people are very stressed, and that's not a good thing. National Stress Awareness Month and the things we can do about that. How else might you use that word awareness, Carolyn?
Well, it is important to be aware of what is going on around you and to have some mental awareness. You should be aware of the things around you. Mm-hmm. But there are many other things that you can be aware of. Here we have stress, but you could also be aware of maybe
International Guitar Month.
International Guitar Month, that's right.
Yeah, especially if you're a musician, you might celebrate International Guitar Month. Well, I see some words here, international and national. Just a reminder that international talks about things that are worldwide, and national are things, or talks about things within your country or within a certain country. Let's continue with the last letter here. It is the letter L. Loyal love and innocence are represented by the daisy, April's flower. Let's take a look at that word. I think it's a good word to know. It's the word innocence. And if you have innocence, what does that mean, Carolyn?
Well, it means that you are innocent. Mm-hmm. It means that you are not guilty of something. You are pure and kind of like a child. I mm-hmm. think the innocence of a child is something that is very beautiful.
I think so, too. I was going to talk about that as well. If you're not guilty about something, you didn't do anything wrong, then you are innocent. And, of course, many people think of children as having innocence. Well, we're talking about loyal love and innocence, and they are represented by the daisy, April's flower. What else do we know about this month here, Carolyn?
Well, we also know the gemstone, and April's gemstone, the diamond, represents everlasting love. And a lot of people get diamond rings when they get married.
It's true. A lot of people wear diamond rings when they are engaged or maybe married as well. Diamonds are wonderful and beautiful stones, and they represent everlasting love. Loyal love, L. Well, we've learned a lot about April today, and we have a lot more to learn with Michelle in the language lab.
OK, 我们来看一看 awareness 这个不可数名词。Awareness 是指察觉、觉悟或者意识。例如 ,recently there has been an increasing awareness of teenage online game addiction. 人们对于青少年网络游戏成瘾的意识最近越来越高。它的形容词是去掉字尾的 N-E-S-S, 变成 aware, 意思是察觉到的。例如 ,I'm quite aware of the risks I'm taking. 我很清楚自己要承担的风险。所以我们看的是 innocence 这个不可数名词。Innocence 是指天真或纯真。例如 ,you can still see a child's innocence in his eyes even though he may be over 30. 虽然他已经可能年过三十，你仍然在他的眼中可以看见孩子的纯真。它的形容词是 innocent, I-N-N-O-C-E-N-T, 意思是指无辜的、天真的或者是清白的。例如 ,the lawyer successfully proved that his client is innocent.这位律师成功地证明他的客户是清白的。And let's see what our teachers are up to.
Today we've spent a lot of time learning about the month of April and some of the different things that go on during this month. One of them being practical jokes. April Fool's Day is a pretty fun day to celebrate, so long as your jokes don't get too mean. Mm-hmm. But other than the joke that I played on you today, Gabe, have you had any experience with April Fool's Day?
Well, yeah, practical jokes. I tried to tie a fake cockroach to a string, and then I waited for my sister to come by, and I let it fly down the stairway. I wanted to scare her, but it didn't really scare her. Wait, what's this in my pocket? Ew, it's a cockroach! April Fool's Day.
April Fool's. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Okay, not a real cockroach, just a joke. And we are very glad that you are here with us today on Studio Classroom, and we hope that you will join us next time right here.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
See you next time.
The Adventures of Tom Sawyer by Mark Twain. And then Tom had to tell the story again. It grew better with each telling, of course. He told about finding the hole, about getting poor Becky to believe him, and then helping her to reach the place. He described how he pushed his way out of the hole and then helped Becky out. How at last some men came past in a boat. How he shouted to them and told them about their experience and how hungry they were. At first they couldn't believe him.
But you're 10 kilometers down the river, below the valley the cave is in.
Then they rowed the boy and girl to a house, gave them supper, made them rest until 2 or 3 hours after dark, and then brought them home. About 2 weeks after Tom's escape from the cave, he went to visit Huck. Huck's fever was gone, and he was getting stronger. Judge Thatcher's house was on Tom's way back, and he stopped there to see Becky. The judge and some friends asked Tom a lot of questions. Then the judge said,
"We can't allow anyone else to get lost there. So I had the entrance closed with a big wooden door with iron on the outside. And I've got the keys."
Tom's face turned white.
"What's the matter, boy? Are you ill?"
"No, sir. I'm not ill. Injun Joe's in the cave."